Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babun fi man sanna sunnatan hasanatan aw sayyatan. The chapter on a person who initiates a good or evil way. In other words, a person starts something that is good, a good legacy or a bad legacy. He starts something that is good. What happens by him doing something that is good? Simple example, a person, he sees in his community that they are poor people, they don't have food. So he starts off some initiative. Initiative he takes, he said, let's get some hampers and go out once a month to those poor people that don't have food. And he starts distributing these hampers to those poor people. He identified poor people in his community. He said, let me go. So he started something that wasn't there, something good. So what is the consequences of a person doing this, starting something good? Or a person sees that the youth in the area, they're not coming for salah to the masjid. So now he takes it upon himself, let me go and speak to them, let me invite them. So he takes up an initiative, says every day I'm going to go take some Jamaat Satis, brothers, and go and speak to these people and call them to the masjid. So he started something that wasn't happening. So he had some good initiative he has taken up. So what is the consequences? And what is the consequences of somebody that's starting something that is evil, something that is wrong, something that is bid'ah? Now what is the consequences of that? So this is how beautiful our deen is. That the person is here today, tomorrow he's not going to be here. But what legacy did he leave behind? Was it a good legacy? Or was it a legacy of some type of disobedience? Sometimes person in his home, he didn't have television. Now he decides he want to put a television in his house. So he has introduced something that is evil. Even though he is not watching himself, what are the consequences of him bringing that evil into the house? This is what this chapter is dealing with. Person has started something that is good, or a person has started something that is bad, although he may be there or he may not be there. But what is the consequences of him initiating something good or initiating something bad? قال الله تعالى والذين يقولون ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, those referring to these mu'mineen, these believers, what do they say? Oh our Allah, grant us from our wives and our children coolness of the eyes and make us leaders of the righteous. Oh Allah Ta'ala, make us leaders of the righteous. There's a few things to explain in this ayat of the Quran. One is, a person is saying that, oh Allah Ta'ala, grant us wives and children who are coolness of our eyes. There can be nothing better than a person having a family that he sees and he gets happy, he feels happy. And Hassan Basri rahmatullah alayhi, he says, مَا شَيْءٌ أَقَرَّ لِعَيْنِ الرَّجُلِ مِنْ أَيَّرَى حَبِيبَهُ فِي طَاعَةِ اللَّهِ. There is nothing more cooling to a person with iman. Person who's got iman, there can be nothing more pleasing to his eye than to see his family in the obedience of Allah Ta'ala. Imagine a person goes home and he sees his child reading Quran Sharif. His wife is sitting there maybe making some salat. He's got some other daughter or son. Somebody there making zikr. Somebody or somebody is making some type of ibadat. How pleasing it is. Or he comes to know that his family is out, or he's out, and he comes to know that the family is still having talim at home. They are still doing their amal at home, their tahajjud salat. He wakes up, he sees all his family members up for tahajjud. For a person with iman, there isn't any scene more pleasing than this scene, to see his own family obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So long as a person has got iman, iman is the criteria. Otherwise a person will take enjoyment in looking at a scenery, or looking at some haram, or looking at something else. Now that will give him pleasure more than seeing his family in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So under this ayat, Hassan Basri rahmatullah he mentions, Imam Bukhari rahmatullah he mentions the saying of Hassan Basri rahmatullah, that the thing that pleases a person the most of iman is that he sees his family in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The next point here, وَجَعَلْنَا لِلْمُتَّقِينَ إِمَامًا. Oh Allah ta'ala, make us the leaders of the righteous. To become a leader is very easy. But to become the leader of the righteous, of the pious people, that is something. In other words, a person is a guide for pious people. To get a crowd anyway is easy. Nowadays also you just say that there is food going to be served, lunch going to be served. Any program you'll get a crowd. But the question is, are we the leaders of the righteous, pious people coming, or are we the leaders, or Allah Ta'ala make it such, we can, Allah make us all such, that those people that follow us, take guidance from us, they should be the pious people. Now the question is, A person should always have humility in him, tawadu. He should wish that he is not, has no, has he in, he should wish or think to himself that he is insignificant. So how do we explain it? This part of the ayat that, O Allah, make me the imam of the righteous, make me the leader of the righteous. Here he is asking for position, and there we are told that the person should have humility. It seems as though this dua is going against that condition of humility. Ulama explain that this doesn't go against humility. When a person is asking Allah Ta'ala, he is asking Allah Ta'ala that make me so righteous that I don't just be a pious person, I be the imam of the pious. So there is nothing wrong in asking Allah Ta'ala for a dua like this. That don't just make me pious, make me the imam of the pious. So in other words, he is asking Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala to grant him a very high level of piety. And then this also ties up with the chapter that we're doing. If a person is the imam of the righteous, this is the legacy that he's leaving behind, a legacy of goodness that will continue. So this also shows us that this is something we should strive for. But imam doesn't mean he's to be an imam of the whole community, he's to be the imam of the country. No, within our own homes, we can be the imam of the pious people in our homes. Within our own circles, we can be a leader as far as piety is concerned. One more ayat, وَجَعَلْنَاهُمْ أَئِمَّةً يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا. Allah Ta'ala says, we made them leaders who guided by our command. So even those people that are leaders, they are guided by the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, a true leader is the one that is leading people in deen, is leading people and showing people the true way, the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq. Therefore, every time we do something, especially in front of our children, in front of our family, in front of people that will be affected or influenced by what we do, always think to ourselves, if I'm going to do this in front of this child, or in front of my wife, or in front of people that get influenced by me, family members, etc., what legacy am I leaving behind? Am I teaching them something that is good, or I'm teaching them something that is bad? If I'm going to swear in front of the children, I'm going to use vulgar, foul, slang language in front of them, am I leaving a good legacy, or am I leaving a bad legacy? If they're going to start using this after me, all the repercussion is going to come to me. But if I leave a good legacy of using good language, speaking well, showing them the right things, showing them the harms of wrong things, for example, television, photography, all these things I show them, the day I'm not around, they practice upon it, I will also get the reward. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdi, subhanakallahumma, bihamdika, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun, wa salamun al mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.